Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, May 6th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There's a lot to talk about on today's show. Threads now has the ability to respond to DMs from your browser, meaning that if you're someone who uses a laptop or a desktop for your workflow, good news, you can now respond to DMs on Threads using your computer. Additionally, the edits team has some interesting updates, one of which I am super excited about because I think it looks fantastic. It's called Fuse, and we'll get into it. Also, Tori from the edits team stops by to explain how you can customize your edits workplace to make a better workflow. We'll also hear from the YouTube team. Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team interviewed Adam Savage from Mythbusters about his content creation process, and Adam Savage shares what it's like when a piece of content that they think is going to really do well absolutely does not. So if you've ever had that experience, we all have, you will relate to this clip. And after all of the news, I will do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. We're going to do all of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. Weekly, free, zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings pretending you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start with the Threads news. The head of Threads, Connor Hayes, posted, quote, DMs are rolling out on Threads.com today. We build messaging because conversation doesn't stop at the feed. While there's nothing better than a good conversation in the replies, we know you all like to sidebar in DMs. This was the number one request since we launched messaging on mobile. Our most engaged people spend time on web because they're at their desks, tapped in, using Threads for longer sessions. A conversation app needs to work wherever you are, and now it does. End quote. I will link to this post so you can read it for yourself. I do have the ability to send Threads DMs from the desktop, and it is extremely nice and badly needed. Great to see that from the Threads team. There's one other piece of Threads news I want to just mention, and that has to do with the trending page. If you're not familiar, if you click the search icon on Threads, it opens up the trending conversations. These are topics that a lot of people are talking about right now, and when you click on one of them, you can jump into that conversation as well as see a summary, which I actually think is a really great feature. Connor Hayes, the head of Threads, posted, quote, Threads is where you go to talk about what's happening around the world, and trending helps you find those conversations. Quick summaries of what people are talking about right now so you can catch up fast and jump in. We've been rolling it out to more countries, and now it's live in Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, and Brazil as of today, working on getting it to more places, end quote. Again, I will link to this Threads post so you can check it out for yourself. All right, let's move on to some edits news. If you're not familiar, inside the edits app, you can see insights where you can look at analytics about your posts and about your accounts. The insights within the edits app have been updated. The team posted on the @creators account saying that you can now discover which engagement rates drive your reels reach most, plus benchmark your recent reels against each other to see what's working best. There's also an update around captions and transcription controls. They say that you can now censor words, add filler words. That's confusing to me. I'm not sure why you would want to add filler words. I think that should say remove filler words because that would make way more sense. And you can set specific rules on the punctuation and title case for your captions. And the last update from the edits team we're going to talk about, you can now blend photos into a video with seamless transitions. I am going to say that this effect is fantastic. The one they use in the demonstration video in the @creators account post is called Fuse, and it blends two pictures together of the same person in different scenes by slowly introducing different items of clothing from one picture to the other. I'm doing a terrible job of explaining it. Let me try it again. In one picture, they're wearing one outfit. In a second picture, in a different location, they're wearing a different outfit. And by using the Fuse option, it transitions between them by slowly adding the clothes using AI. Hopefully that was a better description. Check it out. The link is in the show notes. I can't wait to experiment with this feature because I love it. Since we're talking about the Edits app, let's stay on this topic for one more minute. Here's Tori from the Edits team talking about some of the customizations within the Edits app so you can make your own workflow and help save you time. Here's Tori to explain.
Most people don't know this, but you can customize edits to work exactly the way that you create. My name is Tori, and my team built all of the creative tools in Edits. We built this app with and for creators. So a lot of what you're seeing in Edits right now, that came exactly from you. Edits should feel like your creative studio, something that gets more personal the more you use it. Here are three ways to start. Tip number one, save your favorites. First, save your go-to settings for easy access. Your favorite adjust settings, fonts, effects, save them once and then they're there every time you go to open a project. No more digging around in the same tools over and over again to find your style. Tip number two, customize your tools. Did you know that you could customize fonts and effects so that your toolkit reflects your personal style? We're continuing to add customizations to effects every day, so keep checking back for new customizations. And I'll just say we're building some exciting things on the tech side too, so stay tuned. Tip number three, your save content and stickies. Make sure you check out the ideas tab in Edits. All your saved Instagram audios and reels live in this tab, and you can use stickies to curate your ideas, references, inspiration all in one place. Think of it like a mood board for your next project. There's a lot more coming. Our team is working so hard on bringing even more customization into Edits, and we want to hear from you. Drop your feedback, feature requests, and wish lists in the comments. We're going to read everything. And pretty soon, you could see your idea inside of the Edits app. Thanks for watching, and thanks for bringing your creativity to Edits every single day.
I have to give it to the Edits team. They are crushing it over there. I still can't wait until there's a desktop version, though, because I refuse to do editing on my phone. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team is going to interview Adam Savage from Mythbusters about his content creation process and what he does when he feels like content's going to do well, but it does not. Stick around. Welcome back. Have you ever watched the show Mythbusters? If you've never seen it, it's fantastic. They use science to prove or disprove different things. For instance, have you ever heard the phrase, "It went over like a lead balloon"? On the show, they took that phrase and they actually tested it. They built a balloon out of lead foil that could float. Or in another episode, they were stranded on an island with nothing but a pallet of duct tape. Hopefully this just gives you a little bit of a taste of some of the iconic things they've done on this show. One of the hosts, Adam Savage, now has his own YouTube channel, which is @tested. In this clip, Renee Ritchie asks him about his content creation strategy.
My name is Adam Savage, and my channel is Tested, and it is about a little bit of everything, but with a concentration on making things and exploring your obsessions.
Was there a moment where you realized YouTube could be a business, could be like a media career?
Like I was clear that I was having a conversation with the audience in a way that felt even more immediate than the early days of Twitter. Yeah. And that was shocking to me. The fact that that also was a reasonably viable business felt like the greatest happenstance that ever happened.
I love that so much. Where do you get your ideas from? Like, not just for your next video, but for the next few videos.
So we look at the data. We look at the metrics. We know what does well and what doesn't do well. However, every time we try and prognosticate what will do well, we're wrong. We can see what has done well,
yeah,
but what will do well is something we're frequently dumb about. So we really try and keep it. I try and keep it to what I want to do. I take it as axiomatic that when I'm interested, it's going to be more interesting for the audience.
Some of us have this experience where we try something, we think it's going to be great, and it just doesn't get the views
yes.
that we thought it would. How do you handle that?
It's more often than not. Yeah. I think only twice have we done a video where we thought, this is going to go great, and it went really great. Every other time, it's all like... And then the stuff that we, you know, we'll clip some, you know, 10-minute piece out of one of my live streams, yeah. and that will blow up. So again, we try and remain cognizant of our own ignorance.
What do you hope people get from, or families, kids get from your channel?
I hear this so often. One of the great graces for all of us hosts of Mythbusters is people who come up and say, even better than I watched it as a kid, I watched it with my parents. We watched it as a family. Even James Cameron, when we asked him to be on the show, was like, absolutely, we watched your show as a family.
What is the best advice a creator has ever given you about being on YouTube?
Mark Rober came over to the cave. He goes, hey, man, we A-B tested and had trouble finding an upper limit of mid-roll click-throughs that stopped people from watching. Yeah. And so we went from whatever, one or two to four or five, and Mark doubled our income with that advice overnight. And honestly, that to me is, you know, I have a lot of friends in this space, and I have met a lot of acquaintances and people in the space too. And what I see at the at this echelon of YouTube is a sharing economy. Nobody is like, no, I'm not going to tell you how I do my thing. Yeah. Everyone wants to talk about it. It's so I really appreciate that. I am all about transparency. I'm all about sharing information so that we can all do the best we can.
Okay, you know what I like about this clip? This is a guy who knows so much about math, analytics, science, and yet he is still wrong when thinking he knows what will do well on YouTube. So if you think you know what will do well, you work really hard on a piece of content and it does not do well, you are in good company. That's the takeaway. That is going to do it for the news and strategy portion of today's episode. If you want to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But my name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. Something I've gotten into recently that I have just discovered is the Valley Heat podcast. If you're not familiar with this podcast, it is about a certain area of California and a guy who does reporting about what's happening in his neighborhood. If you're the kind of person who enjoys humor from shows like Parks and Rec, The Office, Arrested Development, you are actually really going to like this podcast. I've got a couple of my friends listening to it, but if you have listened to it before or you start to listen to it because of me talking about it, please send me a DM because I really need to discuss it with someone. I think it takes a couple episodes to really understand what the show is about and what's going on, but the best part of it is that there are ads recorded and inserted in the show, and the ads are about the people who live in the town, some of which have complicated relationships with other people on the podcast. It is absolutely fantastic. And it's really been inspiring for me to think about ads a little bit differently. If you go and listen to it, I think you will think about ads differently as well. And it's made me want to reach out to other creators, people who have podcasts, and try to explore having similar style ads on their podcast. Again, I'm doing a terrible job of explaining this. Look for Valley Heat wherever you get podcasts, or I will link to it in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you letting me talk about something else for a few minutes.